From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. You don't have to be a geek to know about the San Diego Comic-Con. That's the annual convention that attracts celebrities, industry bigwigs, and fanboys and girls dressed as their favorite comic book hero or villain. In Anaheim, California this August, thousands of costume superfans descended on another mass expo. Some decked out as superheroes, but more princesses, pirates, mermaids, and mice. The D23 Expo is a biannual celebration of all things Disney. Jordan Zacharin is entertainment reporter for BuzzFeed, where you can find his article, photos, and video exploring this peculiar brand of obsession that sets Disney superfans apart. Jordan, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hey, how are you?
So you went there to D23. Set the scene for us. How many people? How much does it cost? What kind of activities? What?
It is an interesting scene. It's about 40,000 people each day, actually. I think it costs about $75 to go if you're not a member of the press.
Cheaper than a day at Disneyland.
That is true, but you know, Disneyland is right down the street, so hit up D23 in the morning, go to Disneyland in the afternoon, you got yourself a whole day.
Are there a lot of kids compared to an average day at the Magic Kingdom?
There are a good number of kids, but I don't think they attend without adults. You know, it's the type of thing that these are very adult fans. It's people who really are into not only the movies, but the history of the place. They have a lot of displays about the different parks, the old movies, the history of the company, and you can get pretty in-depth if you really want to go there.
A lot of the people that you spoke to, or write about anyway, seem to typically have come to Disney as they were kids, and they just never lost the magic. Are these the people they call pixie dusters, or what does pixie duster mean?
A pixie duster is someone who, you know, nothing that Disney does can possibly be wrong. I went there in large part to try and understand why someone is so loyal to what is ultimately a sheet of paper, a corporation. And I think a lot of it is that Disney provides a level of escapism, a level of magic. And because, you know, there's a unrelenting happiness to the movies and different products and whatnot, it can become addictive.
You write about how differences set some of the Disney superfans apart. Some are kind of fundamentalists, while there are others that are just for a good time. Tell us a little bit about these Disney subgroups that populate D23.
Well, you'll find a lot of different, as you call them, subgroups. People who concentrate, whether it's on the food. There's individual Disney food blogs, actually one just dedicated to the food of the park. There's people who are dedicated to the old movies, people dedicated to the history of the parks. They have people who are known as the foamers who think that everything Disney does now is not close to the sort of magic that the company used to have back in the Cinderella and Snow White days. So there's a lot of different groups of people with different interests under this umbrella.
Like other entertainment conventions of this scale, anyway, D23 is pretty star-studded this year. Anthony Hopkins was there, Natalie Portman, and Angelina Jolie. She is playing a lead role in the upcoming live-action film Maleficent about the evil queen from Sleeping Beauty. Here she is speaking on stage this August at D23.
Like everyone, I've loved Disney since I was a little girl, and my children love Disney. And as a parent, it's also, there's something really wonderful being able to, you know, you can bring your kids to a Disney film, and you know it's going to be good for them. You know it's not going to say anything offensive. You know it's going to have something, some good heart. You know it's going to be beautiful. And so there's something very comforting about it. It's like a, you know, it feels like home. It feels like family. And now we can give this magic to our kids.
Disney has changed quite a bit through the years, however, purchasing Marvel, putting out series like Pirates of the Caribbean. Do people still feel like Disney is a family-focused brand?
You know, I think when I mentioned the foamers, people sometimes worry that they're not. But what's remarkable is how willing they are to accept these new brands. You know, they just bought Lucasfilm. They have the Star Wars movies. And they were very excited about that because I think Disney fans aren't exclusively Disney fans. You know, if you like Disney, you might also like Star Wars. You might also be a comic book geek.
You write about some Disney fans that don't quite know where to stop. You know, where is that line? Right. Is there a risk of taking this obsession with the Magic Kingdom a bit too far?
I mean, absolutely. As with any sort of obsession, I met a guy who, they do a lot of pin trading. Disney pins are one of the most popular collector's items. And, you know, they run very expensive if you want. You can go on eBay and find pins in the hundreds of dollars. They're collector's items. This one guy I met, he told me a story about how when his mother passed, he got a $10,000 inheritance and went out and spent $1,500 of it on pins right away. Not what I would spend my money on. I can't speak to his financial situation. Otherwise, he said they kind of filled his apartment. But I think obviously, yeah, anytime you have such an expensive addiction, you know, it's going to become dangerous. A lot of people end up moving to Orlando or Anaheim to be closer to the park. So I guess in as much as I spend a lot of money on movies, people spend a lot of money on going to Disney.
We know people are fans of a particular superhero or a particular comic or, you know, Jane Austen books or Taylor Swift or whatever. But Disney is a brand. It's a business. It encompasses so many different facets.
Right.
Why do you think people feel like they can be friendly with Disney?
Well, you know, I think Disney, as much as it is a brand, when you slap the name Disney on something, it's sort of signifying this is family friendly, this is okay for you to like, this is approved by the people who made things that you already like. But I think in a sense, Disney is a sort of stamp of approval for them. It's the permission for them to go enjoy the thing. Whether they think they can be friends with the company, I don't think they think that there's a mouse somewhere, you know, pulling the strings, or Walt still alive sort of doing these things for the benefit of his fans. They understand it's a business, but at the same time, Disney puts on a very good public face about welcoming its fans and welcoming people who are very dedicated. You know, they know that it's a business. They know they're spending money. They budget very tightly. But at the same time, I think they're okay with that because they provide something they really enjoy.
Jordan Zacharin, entertainment reporter at BuzzFeed, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Now, you can read Jordan's long-form article about the D23 Expo. There are also some terrific photos and videos. All of that is at wordofmouthradio.org.